Welcome to another edition of Face to Face on Press TV. In our new series, we will be taking one-on-one interviews with Iran's presidential hopefuls. This time, I'm joined by Iran's former parliament speaker, Mr. Ghulam Ali Haddad-Adel. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Mr. Haddad, I'd like to begin our discussion with the concept of principalist. Who is a principalist? What is the difference between the principalist parties and the reformist parties?
اصطلاح اصولگرایی اصطلاحی است که در دهه
The word principalist was first brought forward during the third decade of the Islamic Revolution of Iran. And this word between us who consider ourselves as principalist is defined as this. Principalist means believing in the thoughts of the late Imam Khomeini and his ambitions, and being faithful to the leadership of the leader of the Islamic Revolution of Iran. We regard this as principalism. But later on, the root of principalists was divided into different branches. Once the leader defined principalism, classifying it to 9 different categories, in one word, we consider being a principalist as a title that calls for the continuation of the path of the Islamic Revolution brought by Imam Khomeini and guarantees it.
In this regard, what's the difference between a principalist and a reformist?
اصطلاح reformist یا اصلاح طلب.
The word reformist has never had a specific definition. Among the reformists, there are people who regard reformism as solving the administrative problems of the country. And we do not have a problem with those who define reformism as such, because we as principalists also believe that the problems of the country should be solved. But there are some people among the reformist camp who believe in reformism as a kind of secularism. And instead of secularism, they use the word reformism, and we fundamentally disagree with them.
In the principalist camp, there are several different parties, and right now we see that they are also supporting different candidates. What does this mean in one party in Iran? Why are there so many candidates on one side?
This is natural, because the principalists do not belong to a single party or faction. Principalism is like a wide umbrella under which there are differences of opinion. Among the principalists, there are different opinions over how to govern the country or how to analyze the situation. Issues related to politics, foreign policy, and culture, there are differences of opinion which will lead to different methods and opinions, although they all believe in the same thing. That's why in the presidential elections, we do have different candidates, but this does not prevent us from the commonalities that we have.
You and Mr. Velayati and Mr. Ghalibaf, Tehran's mayor, formed a coalition months before the elections. How did this coalition form, and what was your goal in forming this coalition?
مقصود ما
The goal of forming this coalition was to decide among the three of us that one of us would only take part in the final elections. We wanted to prevent the diversity of candidates so that the vote of the principalists would not be broken. And this way, we wanted to diminish the diversity of candidates to help the principalists.
We're still more than a month and a half ahead of the election. How hopeful are you that principalists all together form one coalition and support one candidate?
I'm hopeful that in the upcoming elections, the people of Iran, just like the past 10 years, would vote for the principalists.
How hopeful are you that principalists all together form a coalition and support only one candidate? At the moment, there are many principalist candidates, and it's difficult for people to choose from them.
I don't think it's impossible that the principalists become fully united, although I consider it difficult.
But it's possible.
Yes.
Okay. Now, with regards to the current government, I would like to know what problems do you see in the way the country is currently being run by the current president and the current administration? What are the parts that you disagree with and that you criticize?
The current government has a lot of strong points, but there are also weak points, and one of them is that it hasn't been able or has not wanted to build a friendly relation with other bodies of the system, or it has not been able to attract the friendship of the parliament and the judiciary, and I think this one single problem is enough to be the source of other problems.
For example, do you have any criticism regarding our foreign policy at the moment?
During the first years, this government had more principalist stances on the issue of foreign policy, but on the second term, we are opposed to some of the approaches of the government in the field of foreign policy. But generally speaking, we do not believe that this government has failed in its foreign policy. There are stances such as developing diplomatic relations with Latin America, developing cooperations with countries such as China and India, and in these fields of foreign policy, the current government has been successful, but there are signs of shortcoming in other issues.
Let's pinpoint exactly the nuclear problem, the nuclear issue right now. Do you think that the problem could have been solved differently by this administration?
I personally believe that there is no issue such as nuclear energy. This has been made by the Americans. The Americans are using our peaceful nuclear activities as a pretext. There is a famous saying that says you can wake up a person who is sleeping, but you can never wake up a person who is pretending to be asleep. And America is not sleeping, it is pretending to be asleep. They know that we have no intention of military use of our nuclear capabilities. The Americans are putting forward the nuclear issue to put pressure on us and use it as a propaganda against us.
This is why diplomacy is important, because we know that we're dealing with a country that is using this issue against us. There is no issue. How good were we over the past 8 years in terms of diplomacy to solve this problem?
I think, generally, the way the system, which I consider much larger than the government, has been well against the methods used by the Americans against us.
If you become president, would you take a different route?
Madam ke Amerikaiha,
as long as the Americans recognize our independence and integrity, I will resort to any method in order to put an end to this issue.
Do you believe that President Ahmadinejad's way of dealing with the West has affected Iran's domestic economic problems?
I don't think so. Even if there was somebody else instead of Mr. Ahmadinejad, the West would have changed its behavior towards us. The West has an issue with our revolution, not our governments. Even when Mr. Khatami pretended to smile at the Westerners, he did not achieve any better results.
So what is the root of the economic problems that Iranians are currently facing?
Just as our leader said, we need an economic epic. Our people have such a strong will and unity, and our country is rich enough so that we could turn this economic sanction into an opportunity.
So do you believe that the problems that people have right now, like unemployment, inflation, is it because of the West's policy towards Iran, or is it because of President Ahmadinejad's policy inside Iran?
It's always been like this. We've never had a situation without any unemployment. In most of the countries in the world, it is like this. Today, in Europe, countries like Spain, Greece, France and Italy, the situation is even worse than Iran. In some of these European countries, the unemployment rate is 25%. Some of this could be blamed on the oil-dependent economy of Iran, and a part of it could be blamed on sanctions, but another part could also be blamed on the misconduct of the governments.
Can you be more specific about that?
Yes. The governments? For example, one of the problems which we've had on the way the subsidy reform plan was managed, in which the government did not implement this according to the constitution of the parliament, and some other issues.
As a final question, I'd like to ask you, why is it that the West tries to portray Iran's election as elections that are not fair and not free? What is it inside this for them?
The Westerners, especially the Americans, always blame countries which do not abide by them for not having democracy. The elections in Iran have shown that Iran is a pioneer in religious democracy, and this is a matter of pride for religious democracy, which has been offered to the world, and the Westerners are upset about the presence of people in the elections because they have always wanted a democracy whose result would be to the favor of the Americans, because if there would be a democracy resulting to a government which does not bow to America, they say it is not a democracy. That's why they want the elections not to be fair in Iran, so that they could say that there is no democracy in Iran and the system does not have any credibility. Our people have recognized this fact, and with their strong presence, they will show an acceptable plan for democracy to the world.
Thank you very much, Dr. Haddad, for your time. Join us for more interviews with presidential hopefuls as we get closer to the elections. Thank you very much, and goodbye.